It's First Bank Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And pleased to be joined over the phone now this morning with Mountain View's head football coach, Brett Wach. Coach Wach, I don't think we've had the chance to talk with you yet since, at least not on the radio, since you guys won state, had an undefeated season. So congratulations to you.
Oh, man, dude, thank you very much. You know, obviously it was a very special year for us. The kind of the epitome of, you know, the kids committing. I mean, not just this year, but throughout their careers, literally with these guys since they've been third graders. And I mean, it's epitome of working hard, staying together. And I mean, it was a season, you know, obviously I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Well,
but I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Historic, no doubt. I mean, to win a state title is one thing, but to go undefeated, that's, absolutely fantastic. And above and beyond that, more congratulations to some of your seniors. I saw that this week they've officially committed to play collegiately, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, that's correct. So we have three guys, Braden Walk, my son, Brigham Bluemail, and Brecken Barnes, have all signed to go to Dickinson State University, which, I mean, you know, I'm so excited about. You know, there were some other offers out there, but those guys, those three kind of, you know, to be honest with you, kind of got together, and I think they decided, you know, what we've got going on in Mountain View, they just want to stay together and continue it at Dickinson. And we're very, very impressed with, you know, what Coach Stanton and Coach McGuire and the whole staff is doing up there and the culture. You know, they've won five conference championships in a row. And so, you know, that was a big thing for our guys. Our guys, you know, they want to go into a program that's established and, you know, and hopefully keep winning.
Mountain View head football coach Brent Wach with us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. And Coach Wach, we wanted to talk about the Shrine Bowl. You're coaching the South squad this year. Earlier this month, the rosters were announced. And, of course, a lot of players from our area in Star Valley and Cokeville, Mountain View linemen are going to be on the team. And walk us through this process. This cannot be an easy task. How do you select who's going to be on the team? And that's got to be a hard thing to do.
Yeah, you know, I honestly, I don't think probably people just looking at when the rosters come out, I don't think people necessarily realize the process and you know, it just takes a ton of time. And, you know, I had an opportunity to coach this in 2015, and I mean, we had a great team, we had great guys and everything, but what me having the experience, having had the experience before, it put me in a better position, you know, to go through. I did a ton of film study. I watched kids across the state. You know, I made phone calls and all that stuff. So, you know, the 36 guys that we have on our roster right now and also the 12 alternates, and they're number one, you know, obviously they're very, very good football players. But number two, what we love about them is they're great kids, you know, and that's going to be the expectation. You know, I think you know this about me, Duke. There's, you know, I only really know how to coach one way. So number one, you know, we want good football players, but we want great kids that are going to come. They're going to work. You know, they're going to represent their school, their community, their families and all that stuff. So long story short, the guys we have on this roster, man, I'm very, very excited about it. But to answer your question, you know, I had my entire staff, the Shrine Bowl staff, which I'll give you their names real quick. Paul Garcia from Cheyenne East, Wes Gamble from Douglas, Coach Collins from here from Mountain View, Will Gray from Pine Bluffs, and Trip Applequest from Farson. We all got together. You know, we started communicating early when I called these guys, man, the staff, these guys are amazing coaches. So I'm really, really excited. But, you know, we communicated a lot. And then on January 8th, we all met in Rawlins. And we literally spent probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 hours going through everything and picking the guys and watching film. And it was a great experience. But, yeah, it takes a lot of time, you know. So, but, that's pretty much the process. You know, coaches nominate them. And then we did a lot of research on these kids, and we love what we have.
Well, the Shrine Bowl has such a great history, and it is an honor. And, of course, you obviously want to take your time and make sure that you're making the right picks, because – it's kind of a big deal to be selected to play in the Shrine Bowl. What does it mean for you as a coach? What does it mean to have these players be in this event? What does it mean for them? How big of a deal is it?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, and it'll be, you know, I can give you my son, Braden, for example. Braden was the ball boy, and he was a ball boy for me the last time I was the head coach. And from that day, the very first time, and he spent the whole week with me, you know, he was young and everything. And he's from the very first day, he was like, Dad, I'm going to play in this game. I'm going to play in this game, you know. And so there are kids that, you know, and I can speak, you know, obviously about the Mountain View kids, this has been a goal for them since probably the first time they put on the helmet, and I'm sure it is across the state. So it's a huge event. I mean, it's and it's much bigger. You know, obviously we're going there to play a football game on June 13th, and the goal is for the South team to win it. But it's so much bigger than that. The experience and the relationships the kids built, it's just amazing, you know. And like I said, we're excited. Every single kid that we called out of the 36 and the 12 alternates, man, they were very, very excited. They're very humbled by, you know, being asked. And like I said, you know, I think we got a great team with great kids, great coaches. Frank Selby, the director of the Shrine Bowl, is doing an amazing job. So it's a huge deal, you know, and, you know, honestly, for some of the kids, it'll be the last time they ever play a football game, you know, so, and it's for the, you know, obviously it's for a great person, great, purpose. It's amazing to watch the kids when you actually get to the hospital on that Monday and watch the kids interact with the patients, the younger kids that are at the hospital. Words can't even describe how special it is and how humbling it is, and, you know, doing it for the right reasons and all that stuff. I know I'm kind of rambling on it, but, you know, I got some passion about it, and I'm very, very excited.
Well, it is a fantastic event. And, you know, as we've have talked with kids that have been part of this game and part of the event as all week long in the past, that's one of the things they always bring up is the trip to the hospital. That's one of the highlights. That's one thing that they always talk about. So I think it's great that you have the passion for it. And it's something that will stick with them for a long, long time, not just the game, but that visit. And, you know, Coach Wach, is another thing that has stood out as Dal and I have talked to various athletes that have participated in the Shrine Bowl, is the camaraderie that they quickly build with the rest of the team. A lot of these players were opponents their whole high school career. Now all of a sudden they're on a team together, and those relationships seem to develop real quick.
Yeah, you know, and that happened, and, you know, and like I said, we're going to put a Mountain View stamp on it, because that's the only way I know to coach. And one of the biggest things, you know, is the band of brothers, and we are South. And so from our very first meeting, you know, the kids we want them to buy into that this is a big thing and it's a big deal, and the relationship these kids have. In fact, I coached in it, 5 years ago, and I still keep in contact with a lot of the guys that were on that team, and the friendships they build. And, you know, I can speak for the Mountain View kids, because, well, one of them happens to live in my house, but he's already, I mean, they're doing their Instagram and messaging, and, I mean, they're already connecting with each other. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's as good as it gets. This is what high school football is all about.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Coach Wach from Mountain View High School head football coach and coaching the Shrine Bowl. So the game actually will take place this summer. You mentioned some of the players already getting in touch with each other, but what happens between now and Shrine Bowl week? Is there a meeting beforehand, or does it all just kick off that Monday the week of?
Yeah, well, you know, what I'll do as a head coach is I'm going to reach out. In fact, I've got an email and a letter already drafted. I'm going to send out to the kids, kind of talking about the mindset and what this thing is all about. So I'll communicate with the kids, with the team as a group, and then also individually from now and, you know, until June 6th. But ultimately, when it all comes together, it's June 6th. But they'll be communicating. You know, I've talked to the kids and to a lot of the kids, and all of the kids have been talked to personally by our coaching staff. So the communication will go through it, but, you know, there won't be any team meetings. Our first team meeting will be on June 6th.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Anything else about the Shrine Bowl and the selection process you wanted to mention today?
You know, the other thing is, you know, like I said, I know there's some really good, it's a matchup thing in terms of, you know, position-wise and all that stuff. So I guess with that said, I know that there are some very, very good football players that are not on the list. But it kind of didn't match up with what we were needing at specific position. So, you know, I guess that's my big thing. I don't know if everybody quite realizes that it's not, you know, is as easy. And I appreciate you asking me about it, but it's not as easy as what some people think. It's a tough thing. But like I said, with that, we got 36 guys on our 12 alternates that are studs, and I cannot wait, you know, to coach them. So it's going to be a blast. We're really excited about it.
Shrine Bowl head football coach for the South team this year, Brent Wach. And one final question for you, Coach. The North has put together quite a run. I think, what is it, 7 or 8 wins in a row over the South now?
It
so
is,
you've got
seven.
Your work cut
and
out
yes,
for you.
Yes, I do know that. It is 7 in a row.
All right, Coach Wach, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
I appreciate everything you do, Duke. Thank you.